At some point in your life, you can be surrounded by people telling you what they think you need, whether it's medication, a job, or even a self-stimulating device. Getting told all these things by people might just make you start acting up. You even might start playing the villain. To discuss all things villainy, we're joined now by comedian Brody Snook. Good morning, Brody. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm going all right. Can you tell us, what's it like there on the dark side of villainy, Brody?
Oh, look, it's pretty good. I thoroughly enjoyed your description of a self-stimulating device.
That's been a point of contention here.
I was wondering what choice of words was going to be appropriate for breakfast radio.
Well, yeah, but don't worry about it. We had several meetings this week on how best to word the thing that is a self-stimulating device. And the reason why we're talking about villainy and all things about becoming a villain is because you've got a new show called Becoming a Villain that's going to be taking place at the Sydney Comedy Festival.
I do indeed, yes, and I'm looking forward to getting there.
And obviously, so you've already basically completed the process of becoming a villain. You grew up in small town Western Australia. You've performed all over the world. What part of this journey has you feel has turned you into the villain?
Oh, look, it's definitely a personal life journey rather than a professional life journey. but, yeah, so the show is basically about it's my brand new show that I'm touring this year. I'm currently in Melbourne in the final week of the Comedy Festival, and it's gone very well. It's been a very fun journey so far. But the show is about basically how I started having homicidal nightmares and very much how the real-life events of my waking life have fueled those dreams. So, yeah, it's quite the journey of a show, and I'm really looking forward to bringing it to Sydney.
With the exception of me, have you spoken to any professionals about this?
Oh, yes, definitely, which features heavily in the show.
Yeah, oh, well, we don't want any spoilers, but obviously dreams, one of those things you can't really control, are they?
No, not at all, not at all. And, yeah, let's just say it probably isn't a show for the faint-hearted. It's become a little bit of a comedy horror.
Ooh, okay then. Oh, well, I like my comedy with a bit of darkness and also with self-stimulating devices. So that's all good. Can you, without spoiling the story too much as part of the show villain, can you tell us what a transatlantic emotional support hairball is?
I can indeed. I can tell you that a transatlantic emotional support hairball is something I initially thought was going to be in the show, so I put it in the copy. And it hasn't made the cut, so it might be a next year's show.
Oh, right, okay then. So when we see you for the 2024 Sydney Comedy Festival, the name of that show will be Transatlantic Emotional Support Hairball, Brody Snook's Journey Back from the Edge of Villainy.
I can actually promise you that that will be the case.
Excellent. I expect that I'll be fully credited. And you've said, though, that ultimately your show is a love story, even though it's got this dark side.
Oh, absolutely. There's always a good bit of love in there. Nice mix of love, blood and guts.
And what next for you? I mean, obviously, sort of, you'd be very busy touring this new show around. I'm always intrigued by looking into the mind of the comedian. That sort of, are you working on your new show as you're performing your current show? So you've got something to go around with next year. How's it all work? Do you have other projects happening at the moment or anything like that?
Yeah, I've always got a few plates spinning, which is wonderful after a couple of strange years in the biz. So, yeah, touring this show until mid-year, hitting all the comedy festivals around the country, and also working on a writing project at the moment, which is exciting. And I think comedians are just sort of tainted with the disease that means we can't ever stop, you know, typing funny things into our phone notes for whatever the next project might be. So, yes, I am already, unfortunately, thinking about 2024.
Well, we can't wait to hear what you've got in store for that one. And we're very much looking forward to when you bring the show Villain to Sydney. You'll be on at the Factory Theatre from Wednesday, the 10th of May, till Sunday, 14th of May. Majority of shows happening at 8:10, except for the Sunday show, which is 10 past 7, just in case you needed to update your calendar there at any stage, Brody.
Well, I'm glad you have the information. I was actually worried you were about to ask me what the dates and times were.
Are you not worried that I know so much about you? I know the places where you're going to be, the things that you were thinking, what might be as part of your next comedy show?
Well, look, if you go by the show, I'm a hardened killer at this point, so I'm prepared.
And I deserve it. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast, Brodie.
Thanks for having me.